All right, John Parker Wilson joins us now on the Pepsi Hotline. Alabama and Southern Miss Saturday night, Bryant Denny Stadium. JP, what's up, man? How are you?
So good, guys. Just watching some golf. How y'all doing?
Doing great. The golf has been pretty entertaining today. Sergio and Rahm, they're going to be a tough out for the United States this weekend, don't you think?
Yeah, John Rahm's a pretty good golfer. I mean, Sergio's got some experience, though. What a cool event, though. I mean, these guys out here getting after it. The fans are going nuts. I mean, the stands were packed before the sun was even coming up. So, tell you what, this is on my bucket list of sporting events to go to because it looks pretty sweet.
JP, as you can imagine, we've talked more Ole Miss Alabama than Southern Miss Alabama. And as a former quarterback, you know, when you're coming off what was a kind of a dramatic win for Alabama down in the swamp, a really good quality win, and then you've got to face a team that you're a 44.5 point favorite, and then the very next week you're going to be playing an undefeated, you know, almost top 15 team. How difficult is that to get focused again this week before you have that big game next week?
You know, I don't think it's that tough because I think if you go into it, well, I guess it depends on your mindset. If you go into it like, okay, everything that we're doing this week, be it a different game plan or we're playing a different team, it really doesn't matter, but like your habits and what you're doing and getting ready for it and preparing and making sure that everything's in order. So then when you do get done Saturday night, it's going to be a late game, so you get up early Sunday, that you're ready to hit the ground running against Ole Miss. But you got to go take care of business and do what you're supposed to do so there's not a lot to clean up against Southern Miss where you've got to spend a ton of time on it. So to me, it is what it is. It's a tough game down in Florida. Man, it was so hot, so humid down there. It's going to be a nicer weekend of just trying to get your body back into it. It's, you know, I think it's huge, huge advantage in the sense that Ole Miss is going to have fresh legs going into next week. Now, I think it's a disadvantage because they were on a roll. They were clicking on all cylinders, and now they've got to take a week off. But for a player, it's just, okay, this is the task at hand. Let's take care of business and then move on.
You know, John Parker Wilson, who's with us now, we've talked to you about this before, but it is one of those things when you have Ole Miss on the horizon and a team that all of us expect to be an easy game this weekend. As a former player, did Nick Saban and his coaching staff work in some Ole Miss game plan this week? And I think you've told us in the past, maybe they do that and they don't tell you you're working at Ole Miss, but really you're working on something that they'll bring back next week. Explain to us how preparing for a future opponent works under the Nick Saban system.
Yeah, well, I mean, just like even in high school, you go out there and you've got the scout team has cards that they're running. So they've got plays that they're running. And then the other side, so if we're on offense, we're going to go against whatever defense is on the cards for the scout team. So you as a player, though, especially as a quarterback, like you've watched Southern Miss enough at this point to kind of know what their defense is. But they will throw some wrinkles into those guys that probably is more predominantly Ole Miss. Just so next week when you see it again, it's not the first time that you're taking live reps again. Because that's what it's all about, is getting live reps against what the other team might be able to run. Because it's one thing to sit there and watch it over and over and over on the tape, but to get out there and react and then connect the dots of, okay, I've seen this on tape, now I'm seeing it in real life, like it's not the first time that you're going against it. And I think, you know, that's what good coaches do is they know what their tendencies are and what teams are looking at. So they're going to recycle or reinvent ways they've done things in the past just to play tricks on the other team. I think Lane Kiffin is really good at that. I think Dan Mullen did a really good job of showing stuff last week that we hadn't seen on tape. So it's you know, as a player, you're not even thinking about Ole Miss. You're not turning on any tape. You're not looking at even, you know, the highlights on ESPN. It's all Southern Miss or all whoever you're playing that week.
Come on, John Parker Wilson. That's coach talk. You never looked ahead to a game over an opponent. You never looked ahead.
Never one time would you – I don't even think the film would be available for the players if you wanted to go look at
it. Well, I'm not saying that, but you said don't even watch highlights on SportsCenter or, you know, College Football Today or whatever was popular back in the early 2000s when you were playing. Just you never looked ahead to a big opponent.
Well, I mean, if it was on TV, you're going to watch it. But you're not – it's just – it happens so quick, though. I mean, you almost don't even have time to worry about – what Ole Miss is doing, because look, you know, if you lose this game, or if even if it's a close game, like, okay, we've got problems, we've got to address it. And I think after last week against Florida, where we started out hot, we kind of got into a lull, and, you know, we've heard Saban talk over and over and over again about maintaining your intensity. I think this is the time of the season where you just lock it in. And now in the fourth week, you're in such a routine that it doesn't even come in your thought process. I mean, think about it. We sit here and in the media, and we've got a million things going on, and we spend all day thinking about, well, these guys spend half the day thinking about class when they have to go to class, and then you're getting ready for practice and taking care of your body and going to the train. There's a lot going on. There's just not enough time in the day to think about, okay, I wonder what Ole Miss and Matt Corral's doing.
John Parker Wilson is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. Do you notice, like last year, I don't know that it mattered what kind of coverages Alabama ran up against because Mac Jones and Devontae Smith were so locked in. But you don't have that guy now, and some of these receivers haven't developed themselves yet. Do you notice teams throwing different coverages at Alabama than you saw last year? Are they able to be more aggressive because there's no Jaylen Waddle and Devontae Smith yet?
Yeah, and you know, Florida did a good job last week of changing up their coverages. I think this year you can be – you don't have to be as one-dimensional on defense because, you know, there was such a threat last year of passing the ball downfield that they had to pay respect to it. If they ever went single high safety or Mac Jones ever knew that if they were going to go one safety, he was putting the ball up. He's going to give our guys a chance to make the play, and we created so much separation – that a lot of times we made the plays and we came up with it. So this year they're able to play more two deep bring the safety in and have a one deep look where, okay, if you, we'll let you kind of push the ball downfield. And, you know, quite frankly, we haven't been as explosive as we have been. So if I'm a defense coordinator, I'm going to try to take it right of the run, and we'll match up man to man on the outside and see if you can beat us, and then make changes as the game goes. But, you know, last year it was a lot of two deep. We can't play man. And anytime they went man-to-man against Waddle or Devontae Smith, we were throwing the ball. So this year, I think coordinators can just – right now they can have more of their playbook open, which we've seen. And you know, last week I think Grantham did a good job of playing it easy to start the game off and then really, really put on the blitzes and really pressured us. And it really affected us, especially in the second quarter, where we couldn't run the ball or throw the ball.
Yeah, JP, I want to stick with last week, but first I want to remind everybody the locally owned and operated Great Taste of Redmont Vodka. Their aim is clarity and taste, color and smell. It's vodka perfection. Redmont Vodka made from corn, which not only makes it gluten-free, also provides a smooth finish that doesn't have that harsh aftertaste. 8 times distilled, available at your local package and ABC stores. Pick up some this weekend. It's Redmont Vodka coming out of Gainesville. More concerning for you, Alabama's rush defense or that offensive line for Alabama?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I think, you know, Dan Mullen did a really good job on their scheme and a lot of misdirection. And I think we were on our heels. So I'd probably say the rush defense, just because they were able to really play tricks on us where they were getting a lot of angles, ton of angles where easy blocks for linemen, getting on the second level, you know, double teaming the first guy, and then be able to climb and get to the linebacker. So misdirection, we're on our heels a little bit, kind of thinking about what's going to happen and trying to dissect what's happening instead of just reacting and playing. You know, heard a lot this week about we need to play fast. The guys talk about we need to go out there and play faster and faster. Well, that only happens when you're just reacting. And last week we were kind of seeing where the ball was going in the backfield, and Emory Jones, a dual threat quarterback, you know, we're going to see that again against Ole Miss. So I think Lane Kiffin looks at what Ole Miss or what Florida did and does a lot of the same, because we were indecisive, I think, you know, up front on the run games. You know, I think the offensive line for the most part is playing pretty good. You know, they're giving Bryce a lot of time. How many we had last week? We had only 91 yards rushing. I mean, that's not enough against anybody, but that's not enough against for Alabama, where our kind of DNA in the past few years has been, we want to run it as much as we're throwing it. And we couldn't do it last week. And that really affected the game. I mean, the second quarter, our defense was toast because they were out there on the field so much. So I think all in all, the defense played pretty good given that the whole second quarter they were out on the field.
All right, he is John Parker Wilson. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at JPWilson14. Hear him on the Crimson Tide Sports Network with Eli, Chris Stewart, Tom Stipe, Rashad, the entire gang there. From Bryant-Denny Stadium, 6:30 SEC Network kick, 3:30 airtime for those guys on the radio there. JP, have a great weekend, man. Thanks a lot.
Guys, you too. Roll Tide.
All right, that is John Parker Wilson with us, and he joins us each week on the Pepsi Hotline.